class back in session, so I up to the grade. In 2 years, Dwayne Wayne became Dwayne Wade. And hey, please don't starve me. I'm like Nas Barkley, meets Charles Barkley. I'm Pop the Barkley.
I'm shocked. I am totally shocked that the news reported is going wild right now on social media. Several outlets reporting that Dwayne Wade will sign with the Chicago Bulls. Okay, there you go. What an amazing, and to give Gar Forman a little bit of credit, he did not say rebuild. He said retool. This is not getting younger. This is not getting athletic. What is this? Sam Panionovich joins us. He's at the cell right now. Sam, I'm sure the buzz in the media room there is pretty intense.
What happened? I just woke up.
So let's talk about this. This is not something that we thought was even possible. How did Dwayne Wade end up in Chicago?
Well, the 13-year marriage with Miami is over. Crazy to think that Pat Riley loses a game of hardball again. He tried to play hardball with LeBron James last year. Didn't work. Tried to play hardball with Dwayne Wade this year. Didn't work. Offered him about 2 years and $40 million. Dwayne Wade was not about to take a pay cut. Even though he's made $153 million in his career, he still feels like he's going to cash in on this salary spike. I mean, the cap is up to $94 million. He sees dollar signs. But, Justin, realistically, he wanted to be paid, and that's what it comes down to. You look at what Kevin Durant's going to do. You look at what LeBron James is going to do with a one-year deal. He wants to be paid, and when you look around that Miami roster, Chris Bosh with the blood clots, Hassan Whiteside, who just got a max deal, not really a team player. They lost Lou Alden. They lost Joe Johnson. So that Miami roster is just awful right now, and the game of chicken, the ultimate game of chicken, I guess. The Bulls wanted to draft Wade in 03. They tried to trade up. Didn't happen. They tried to sign him in 2010, didn't happen. So they finally get their guy. About 13 years later, Dwayne Wade is coming back to Chicago, the city that he grew up in.
How great is it that now let's talk about that. Let's talk about the idea that now Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade replace Derrick Rose and Joakim Noah in Chicago. Gar Forman said retool, not rebuild. We didn't believe him, but this is definitely a retool. Uh-oh, I think we're losing Sam here. Everyone's going crazy with the we'll come back to Sam Panionovich. But I have to say, like, it's unbelievable to me. I'm in total shock. The Chicago Bulls, by all reports, have signed or are going to sign Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat to come play in Chicago. This is pending any trades that need to clear up cap space. The Bulls don't necessarily have enough cap space until they trade, so who's going to be traded? We'll find that out as well. Sam Panionovich back on the line with us. Sam, you there?
I am here, yes. Okay, so I was gathering more information for you.
So let's. I said retool. Gar Forman said retool, not rebuild. I mean, this is pretty. What does this mean for the future of the Chicago Bulls? They seem a little bit rent to players, but at the same time, Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade, not a bad combo.
Well, you said it already. They said they wanted to get younger, more athletic. That's a bold-faced lie because they bring in a 34-year-old guard in Dwayne Wade with dead knee issues. They brought in Rajon Rondo, who's older than Dwayne Wade. Derrick Rose also has knee issues. So they didn't get younger. They didn't get more athletic, but they also didn't rebuild. I mean, this is essentially, I guess, this is what retool means. Go ahead and stun the basketball landscape. I don't know what it means for the Bulls on the floor, though, because you bring in Fred Hoiberg, pace and space, up-tempo, shoot a lot of threes. I mean, these guys are all ball hawks.
Right.
Wade and Butler and Rondo. Fred Hoiberg has a pacemaker. I don't know. I'm assuming he's going to have his heart medication near him at all times because you also have, you know, a guy in Jimmy Butler who called out his coach last year, year number one. Rondo has been a coach killer the last couple of stops. So I don't know. I mean, you would think that, you know, the championship pedigree would rub off. Wade's won a title 3 times, a finals MVP, a 12-time All-Star. Right. Olympic gold medalist, but right now I still don't think this team is a top 5 team in the East. I mean, they win a 6-7-8 seed. They go to a first-round playoff series. People are still going to go. They've had the highest attendance the last 7 years in the league. The Bulls are probably the biggest cash cow in basketball. You know people are going to buy these jerseys, these number 3 weight jerseys.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Doug McDermott. You're going to have to give up that number 3 whether you like it or not. but people are still going to go. They're still going to buy gear. And they're still going to watch.
Okay.
And that's what the Bulls are all about.
The big thing that I think is of interest is that this is all pending whether or not the Bulls can clear enough cap space with trades and releases and things of that nature. What does that mean for the roster? Are we going to see some Chicago Bulls players that we know and love shipped out to accommodate Dwayne Wade?
Well, the Jose Calderon era is over. that started when they traded Derrick Rose in New York, got Calderon back. He's reportedly going to be dealt to the Brooklyn Nets, and this just came across a couple reports saying that Mike Dunleavy is going to join LeBron James in Cleveland. So those are your two players. Calderon made about $8 million, Dunleavy about $5 million. That's $13 million in total. So you give away $25 million a year. You give him 2 years guaranteed, a third year maybe an option, maybe a mutual-type deal. But the dollars and cents line up. I mean, if they made those moves and that all happened by midnight tonight, the Bulls' salaries will be about $70 million. Wade makes about $25 million. The cap is $95 million. So you're right there. You're right up against it. So it all makes sense for dollars and cents that, you know, Dwayne Wade is going to come here, and they're not going to be under the floor. They won't really be over the luxury line. They're going to be right in the middle. And, you know, the question now is how will everybody get along together in the locker room, and how will they play together on the floor?
Well, okay, let's say that they all buy into Fred Hoiberg's scheme, and it works out in terms of the players and their baggage. But Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler essentially play the same position. What does that mean for a team? I mean, I guess this is the new day and age of the NBA where everyone plays the same position anyway, right?
Well, you'll have Rondo at the point. You'll have Dwayne Wade at the two guard, and Jimmy essentially moves to the three. But like you said, basketball is pretty much as positionless as it's been ever. So I don't know exactly how this this fast-paced, ball-moving, whipping around the court offense is going to work with these guys who all like to dominate the ball. You know, the question isn't so much I have about this year, JK. It's about what they do next year, because this year I still think they're in transition, obviously. They lose Pau Gasol, Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, Etuan Moore, Aaron Brooks, Mike Dunleavy. I mean, you're losing a whole bunch of guys from this past season. The question is about the future. You know, Dwayne Wade is very well liked in basketball. He's going to recruit. You look at guys, you know, Blake Griffin is a free agent next year. Chris Paul is a free agent next year. LeBron James could opt out next season. You know, LeBron once said that him, Wade, and Paul would all play together. I'm not sure
you're kidding me.
Happened. But I can only picture Gar Foreman eating cookies and milk thinking about that situation.
Oh, my gosh, Panyo, you're killing me here, man. That would be – could you imagine? I mean, this is what I was barking about at the end of last week and even at the beginning of this week, that this is a big market for basketball. It's a big market team. We should be attracting big market players. Dwayne Wade fits the bill. If he can recruit, we can have that kind of experience where free agents come to Chicago to dominate the league. I think this is a great move for Gar Foreman and the Bulls. The only question I have is whether or not there's enough gas left in the tank for them to compete late into the spring.
Well, it's kind of like when a pitcher in his early 30s gets a seven-year deal. It's not about the whole seven-year window. It's about the first couple. It's about one, two, and three. And can you help the team go far in the first half of the deal, the first couple of years of a deal? You're not going to have Dwayne Wade going out there leading the charge at age 37 in the last year of this deal. This is about him coming in, setting a tone in year one, and most importantly, it's about who he can bring in the future. That's the plan here. Now, that doesn't mean the plan is going to work, and I just threw out a very interesting situation. I don't buy that for 1 second. I don't really have faith in Gar Foreman to build the championship roster. I haven't. I don't believe what he says. I think a lot of the things that are floating around right now are still up in the air. But I guess, you know, to get inside that old hamster wheel, that is the plan. You're going to try and get older guys to come in here, fill these roster spots, and then you're going to try and land a big free agent. But I'll tell you what, this feels a whole lot like a White Sox move. You know, Ken Griffey, Manny Ramirez, Kevin Youkilis, David Wells, Roberto Alomar, Carl Leverett, you know, guys that are just near, you know, the 16th hole, and you try and exude some of that ability out of them when they're late in their career. I don't think Dwayne Wade's going to be an all-star next year, but it's not about how he plays. It's how he gets along with the group and who he can bring in the future. That's
well,
what
we saw him.
About.
I mean, we saw him have a tremendous playoff run, because he knows how to play in the playoffs. That's been a concern for the Chicago Bulls. A big question here. So they get rid of Rose, Noah, and Gasol, and they bring in Wade, Rondo, and they draft Valentine, right? is it more about who they lost than who they gained? Meaning, you know, it's kind of like a 50-50 split when you're talking about talent, Rose and Noah. But was it just the point where they're like, we're done with these guys? They're a different generation. They're the past. We need to just move on from Rose and Noah?
Yeah, I mean, everything changed April 2012 when Derrick Rose gets hurt. I mean, they were locked into that five-year contract the year he got hurt. So there was really nothing you could do about that. Nobody wanted to take on that deal early in the deal. So you're finally able to unload him. He's got 1 year left on his deal. That was really, you know, the final domino. Once you trade Derrick Rose, you knew that that era was over. And that's probably the second-best era of Bulls basketball. You know, you think of Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, Luol Deng, Tom Thibodeau. I mean, that's over. That ship is all but gone. You're going to have one guy from that initial Bulls group in that 2010-2011 season. You've got Taj Gibson. I mean,
yeah,
that's the lone pioneer from that group. But
right.
That being said, you're going to need to keep him because he's one of the only guys that's actually tough. So you're looking at a veteran leadership group now. It's going to be Butler. It's going to be Wade. It's going to be Gibson. And I don't, you know, clarify or classify Rajon Rondo as a leader, but that's the plan here. I still think the Bulls are a 5-6 seed. They're still probably going to get trounced in the playoffs next season, but who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, but
you
know what? I don't know, man. I'm a sucker for drama, and the idea that the Bulls with a Dwayne Wade could take on LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers in any sort of playoff matchup, seven-game series, it's worth a watch. It's
well, if you're going to shoot an arrow in LeBron's Achilles, I mean, I'm all for it. I mean, that's pretty much what it's going to take to get him out of there in the Eastern Conference playoffs. But I wouldn't have high hopes for this season. I think it's a head-scratching move. It's a gamble. You're rolling the dice here. You're hitting on 19 at the blackjack table. But like I said, it's all about staying competitive, and it's all about getting to the playoffs and making that money and selling off that United Center. The Bulls, since 1990, have been in the top three in attendance. They haven't been under 19,000 since 2001, too, when they drafted Curry and Chandler. People are going to go. People are going to buy nachos and beer and burgers and pay to park, and they're going to do everything to fill the Bulls' pockets. And that's what it's all about, because if they bottom out, people might give up finally. This is a chance to keep them somewhat competitive. They are not a top-three team in the league, but they still have some value in guys coming in, and I guarantee you people are going to be excited to come watch Dwayne Wade play on the west side of Chicago.
Well, Sam Panionovic, I can't argue with you because you were right on about this year's team, but the homer in me says number one seed, number two seed.
I should have played basketball. Yeah. I'm so excited I quit. I quit in high school. I'm going to turn back time.
Sam Panionovic, WGN Sports, thanks for checking in.
See ya.
Yes, sir, this is what I'm made for, to go hard in the paint like D. Wade or D. Rose from the same streets that we rose, international heroes.
I'm pumping my fist at the people walking by on Michigan Avenue like, we did it, we got Dwayne Wade. I know you haven't heard yet, let me tell you, Dwayne Wade coming to Chicago. I told you it was going to happen. You were all doubting Gar and Pax, and here I was saying, nope. Nope. They'll pull a rabbit out of the hat. You heard him. He did in no rebuild. He said retool. Please don't play back the tapes. What an amazing night for Chicago sports. The rumors are turning true as several outlets around the country, including the Miami Herald, announcing that Dwayne Wade has chosen the Chicago Bulls for his next destination. He spent his entire career in Miami, but he's coming home. So he was born and raised in Robbins.
Yeah.
And he is coming home to the Chicago area to play for the Chicago Bulls. Details of the contract not announced. The Bulls are apparently clearing cap space to make this work. The two trades that are in the works right now, which are insignificant, really. Mike Dunleavy going to Cleveland to play with LeBron James and the Cavaliers. And the other one was... I don't even know what
Calderon.
Yeah, Jose Calderon, who didn't even play here, moving to the New Jersey Nets. Okay, I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
I think this is a Chi-Town stand up. This is huge. I'm all in. As my brother just texted me, I'm getting texts blown out of everywhere. Love it. Back in. That should be the, you know, they have the slogans. You know, that should
be hashtag back in.
Back in.
Yeah.
A week ago, it was all out. We're all out. We're going home. Now we're back in. Great move by the Chicago Bulls to somehow pry Dwayne Wade from the Miami Heat and Pat Riley. Makes it even sweeter.
What? Is he going to get hurt?
God, come on.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
All right, there are two. Here's what I would say
to that. I'm happier today than I was yesterday.
Here's what I would say to that. The reality of what's going to happen on the court, say, in February versus the reality of winning free agency sweepstakes are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
The idea that this is something that the Chicago Bulls are just not used to, winning in any sort of free agency situation where we go and present the PowerPoint and the Lovables are waiting at the airport for Tracy McGrady. It just doesn't, you know what I mean? It doesn't work that way. And so for us to win in that regard and put on paper a team that gets Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade to come to Chicago and play with Jimmy Butler and the other pieces that are already in place, it feels good. It feels good to be a sort of wanted destination.
For two old guys?
Yeah, but, I mean, Dwayne Wade is holding court in New York with teams from all over, including the Cleveland Cavaliers, trying to come to him and say, we want you to come play here. So regardless of him, what his age is, what he is, I would say, you know, maybe besides Kevin Durant, who went to Golden State, the second highest free agent in this summer's free agency, right?
Mm-hmm. I can only imagine between shooting beef jerky commercials what Stephen A. Smith is saying right now. Right?
I wonder
it's
what...
all about putting butts in the seats in Chicago with the loss of D. Rose. They had to get D. Wade. That's good old good beef jerky from Umberto.
I am all for it. I think bringing Dwayne Wade home, I think there's sentiment and emotion to the idea that he's coming back to Chicago. We had that with Derrick Rose, the idea of a kid from Inglewood who rose out of poverty and was able to be the number one pick and play for his hometown Chicago Bulls. The only other player that has Chicago on his back is Dwayne Wade. You think about all the players that have played in Chicago or played in universities. There are none that have the swagger of Derrick Rose and Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, but you know what, though? You identify Dwayne Wade with the Miami Heat would Larry Bird with the Boston Celtics.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know Bird's from Indiana, but I don't picture him in a Indiana Pacers jersey. I mean, I picture him in a Boston Celtics
absolutely.
Jersey.
No, absolutely. But I would make the argument, though, that Larry Bird, going back to be the coach or the general manager of the Indiana Pacers, is a roots thing. It goes back to Indiana. It's where he went to college, right? So the idea of him going back home has some significant value to someone who's an Indiana Pacers fan.
Yeah.
For me in Chicago, I'm just excited that a kid from Chicago is coming back to play here. And frankly, I'm just excited for national audiences to be interested in what we're doing in Chicago.
Yeah, they might get a Christmas Day game.
We might get
now.
A Christmas Day game, a Cleveland Cavaliers-Chicago Bulls matchup. Think about that. You know, the Cavaliers and the Heat only played each other twice a year because they were in different divisions. Three times, maybe four, you know, because it's the East. But this is the Central Division. This is going to be Cleveland and Chicago at each other. It's going to be LeBron, Dwayne Wade, their whole saga and drama playing out, you know, on a Tuesday night in January.
I wonder if the Bulls are going to do what the Cubs sort of did, similar to what the Cubs did when they brought Greg Maddux back. I know Greg Maddux was on the team at one point, different than Dwayne Wade, but when Greg Maddux came back, they totally kind of forgot about all those middle great years with Atlanta and pretended like he was a Hall of Famer with the Cubs.
Right.
I think the Bulls should do the same thing. Hall of Famer. Bulls Hall of Famer.
Now, here's a great question. It's too early for this. But does Dwayne Wade get the final call in the lineup? Or do you go Jimmy Butler? We're already starting drama. Meaning, like, Adgar from Chicago, Derrick Rose, Michael Jordan, you know, whatever it was. But it's got to be Dwayne Wade, right?
Yeah, I go Dwayne Wade, yeah.
You're like, and from Robbins, Dwayne Wade. I need to call the front office over there at the Bulls and get a bid in for the graphics and the call. I feel like I have ideas for how they can make that better. I think we take advantage of the fact that we were down in the dumps 6 days ago. Everybody was thinking it was Valentine's team and we were going to be rebuilding for six years. It was going to be the old Jalen Rose, Donyell Marshall days of Chicago Bulls basketball. But we have been taken out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade, and now we are this close to being in Sprite commercials. Just think, they have one or two good, a good start. They have a strong start, like the Cubs and the White Sox. They're going to be in every sort of baller commercial that's on TV about sneakers and headphones. Mm-hmm. Exactly. This is. I would. Oh, imagine. Lights go off.
Yeah.
And now, your Chicago Bulls. And then right there, I do a little record scratch, and then it becomes like a new rap song. Maybe Carlos Boozer could do it for me. But I think it's got to be Dwayne Wade.
Yeah. Richards High School.
From Richards High School. Mm-hmm. You get the drums to come out. I'm telling you, man. Like I said, I'm back. Back in. Hashtag back in. Best part about this story is that Dwayne Wade is sitting in on the Regis and Kathy show, or Kathy and Michael Strain, whatever they call it now. Kelly Ripa
live.
Live.
Yeah, because
he's the special guest tomorrow.
Maybe he's going to be the host, the new host for
Psych
Live.
But I mean, he's going to be on tomorrow, and they're going to be like, you made a decision? He's like, I'm going to play for the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, that'll be pretty cool.
That's pretty cool, right? Like I'm saying, like a little bit of celebrity.
Yeah.
Bring some celebrity here. Derek was kind of anti-celebrity. He didn't even want it. Now we got Dwayne Wade, who's sitting in to be a guest host with Kelly Ripa, our shooting guard. Love it.
Did you ever see Wade's website?
Does he have a good website?
It's good. You can buy a whole bunch of stuff. I mean, it's pretty cool.
Well, I'm very excited about this move. Don't bring me down, callers and texters, with your old shooting percentage, salary cap nonsense. This is just straight up pure celebrity worship on the part of Justin Kaufman. I am in love with Dwayne Wade coming to play for the
Chicago Bulls. All right, fan.
I love it. All right.